From Bhagavatam. Krishna is sending Uddhava to Vrindavan in a golden chariot. He gave his Vaijanti mala to him, just as Ram gave that ring to Hanuman. Anyway, just so that the people may recognize him, he gave his Vaijanti mala. He said, okay, you go to Krishna, Vrindavan. My mother, father, they are very, very sad. You just console them. And especially my beloved gopis are also very, very sad. You go and console them. Look, you won't be able to console by your words. I know their state. So you take my words and repeat them as it is. If you will try of your own, you will be failure. Uddhava went from Mathura and it was dusk when cows come back. It was that time. By Krishna's yoga maya, Uddhava saw wonderful scene. He saw as if Krishna is there. And cows are coming. There is lot of hustle bustle. Dust is all over the sky. That's why in English it may be calling dusk. I don't know why they call it dusk, but dust is all over the sky. Godhuli. That time is called Godhuli. And it's with the help of Krishna's yoga maya, he saw the scene of that bridge when Krishna was there. And there was lot of hustle bustle in each and every gop's house. De, le, idala, bacha, bachada, idar kar, vi, like this. He was, Naveen Krishna was crying like that. De, le, what? Give me balti, give me water, I have to wash adder of cows. And give me this calf like this. There was hue and cry everywhere, hustle and bustle, quite enthusiasm and quite wonderful scene. Such a good river is flowing, such a nice trees are there, such a nice fragrance, such a nice everything. He could not believe, it was unbelievable place. And just after some time, everything vanished. And he found same Vrindavan now as it was. And that way he could see the difference of Vrindavan in earlier state and in the present state. Somehow he reached at the house of Nand Baba. He got down there. Nand Baba recognized him. Oh, Uddhav, you have come. Nand Baba was very much upset how to honor him. Then, as he earlier also said, he went to Brahman's house to give him some eatable milk and rice mixed without sugar. None of the gop was cooking in his kitchen. In Nand Baba's kitchen and the kitchen of all gops. Gops mean?
Covered.
Kitchen was untouched since time when Krishna left. Utensils were upturned and this web, cobweb was there on the chula, stove of kitchen. But cooking was going on in Brahman's house somehow or other, not exactly as in the earlier state. Because Brahman don't have that much madhi above, that Krishna is mine. He has
tadiya.
Not tadiya also. Awe and reverence, not tadiya. Tadiya means I am yours, not that also. So cooking was going on there. Now And then the Baba wanted to ask about Krishna. The moment he just asked, he wanted to say, how is Lalla? That's, he could not speak. He could not speak, how is Lalla? How is Kanhaiya? Lalla means?
My son. My baby.
Lalla means? They call him Lalla. Mostly, people with Vatsalya Bhav, they call Krishna Lalla. If you go to Nandgraman anywhere, Lalla kaise hai bhai? Lalla ko kachu khilayo ka na hai? Like that, they talk like. How is Kanhaiya? He is trying to speak, he is unable to speak. The moment he tries to speak, his throat gets choked up and eyes are filled with tears. Then he said, okay, let me change that topic. How is Bhaiya? Not Kanhaiya, but Bhaiya. Bhaiya means Vasudev was his brother. How is Bhaiya? Must be okay now, Kansa has died, dead. How is Devaki? He is asking about different people, but again he has got intense desire to know about Krishna and he start again asking about Kanhaiya. The same thing happened to him. He could not speak. And this time instead of tears coming on his eyes, he started weeping and crying bitterly. Now Uddhav was very much perturbed. What to do? Nanda Baba is weeping and crying, saying about, thinking and remembering about Krishna. And Uddhav want to console him. What should he speak? The problem is coming. What should he speak? He know that in scriptures it is said that a person who shed his one tear on the lotus feet of Krishna is the most fortunate person. And if a person remembering Krishna is shedding tears, he is most fortunate. How can he say don't weep? Because if he says this thing, it is against scripture. Scriptures evokes, scriptures promotes us that we should weep. But here Uddhav is very much in trouble what to say. If he says don't weep, that means he is saying don't weep on Krishna. Don't weep for Krishna, then weep for what? It's against the scriptures. And he cannot say this thing, go on weeping, go on crying. This thing is, he cannot say this thing. Krishna has sent him that he should console his, what should he say? He was in a fix. Maharaj was explaining this ambiguous position or dual positions, that what should he do, very nice. Then Uddhav, disciple of Brihaspati, most intelligent person and very near and dear to Krishna. He was expert in talks, expert in quickwitty. He thought a lot, what should he speak, what should he say? Finally he got something to say. Nanda Baba, you are very fortunate. Nanda Baba is crying and he is saying, you are very fortunate. He was aghast. Are you fortunate that I am crying? No. Nanda Baba says, Nanda Baba, you are fortunate. Such a fortunate person that Krishna, who is God, who is personality of Godhead himself, owner of everything, he is your son. He came to your house as a, your son. He said, don't think yourself that you are unfortunate. Now Nanda Baba was very much surprised. He said, Uddhav, I thought you are son of, you are disciple of Brihaspati. You are coming from Mathura. You are well educated. You must be quite intelligent. But I find that you are quite foolish person. Why foolish? I am not saying that Krishna is God. I am weeping for my son, not for God. And now you are declaring, why I am weeping? Then I am, my son has gone from me. I have lost my son. He is not with me now. So I am weeping. I am not concerned for God at all. Now you are saying that Krishna, who was my son, and I am crying for him. He is not a person, ordinary person. He is God. And now again you are saying you are fortunate. Is he a person fortunate that who had a son, God his, and his that son was his God, and he lost it? Is he a fortunate person? And you are calling me fortunate. मैं तो बेटे के लिए रो रहा था, अब तुम उसको भगवान बतला रहे हो, तो मेरे जैसा कोई दुर्भाग्य नहीं है. देन आई एम द मिस मोस्ट अनफॉर्चुनेट पर्सन ऑफ द वर्ल्ड दैट गॉड केम एज माय सन एंड देन लेफ्ट मी एंड आई कुड नॉट लव हिम टू दैट एक्सटेंट दैट ही कुड स्टे विद मी. आई एम मोस्ट अनफॉर्चुनेट पर्सन. And that's why he has gone, because I could not love him so much. And just saying this thing, he started weeping more and more and crying. Uddhava wanted to pacify him. Instead of pacifying, he intensified his crying. Then Baba says, Uddhava, when I go out just to console myself, but what I see that everywhere near Yamuna, on the sand, I see his footprint. Then I see that how he was taking bath and doing so many things in Yamuna. Each and every house, each and every place of Braj, Govardhan and all, they all are full of Krishna's different pastimes. And wherever I go out, I just remember those pastimes and they increases my
pain.
And thus, they kept on talking whole night. And Uddhav found that the most intelligent and in Mathura successful person, materially successful person, some or others among the society, could not achieve a goal of pacifying Nand Baba. And Nand Baba kept on crying, remembering Krishna. And he said that he is most fortunate person. Then Nand Baba said, look, it's now dawn, Brahmurat, you go take bath and do some anak and all. Let me also do my puja. I think that misfortune comes if you do something, mistake in your puja and bhakti. So I have done some mistake in Narayan bhakti and Narayan is inflicting me some trouble. So let me again try to pacify and please Narayan so that my misfortune should end some or other. Then Uddhava went from Nandgram to, there is a Krishna Kund nearby, Nandva house, we went there. He took bath over there, he did his anik, then he sat on his golden chariot and started following that small path that is called Pagdandi and entered into that forest where gopis were staying after leaving. And that place, name of that place became Uddhav Kyari since onward. Earlier it was not Uddhav
Kyari. What is Kyari mean?
Kyari means small garden. Basically Kyari means small garden. Big gardens is Bagh and small garden is Kyari. So he was going in his golden chariot. Gopiyan were staying there since that time. Krishna left Akrur came and took him away, and the gopiyan were staying. Maharaj was saying that how then activities at home were being performed. Yogmaya's karishma, Yogmaya's mystic power, that everyone thought that gopis are at their home, but in fact, original gopis, they stayed there.
They stayed at where?
They stayed at Uddhav Kyari, the place where Krishna left Vrindavan. They stopped all their bodily activity. No eating, no bathing, no washing clothes, nothing of the sort. तेही लालच नहीं धुलावत साड़ी. Why not washing their clothes? Maharaj was explaining. When Krishna left that place, then his dust coming from his lotus feet, that is sprinkled over the clothes. And now they are weeping, and weeping in remembrance of Krishna. That tear is falling on sari. So combination of that dust and the tears has made so dear to them that they are not ready to wash it away. So they said, "Tehi lalaj nahi dhulavat sari." Because of that greed, that if we'll get it washed,
that will go away.
I remember this time when I went home after this parikrama, my head was full of dust, but not feeling comfortable also, as not used to it. And when I went to my house to take bath and I was cleaning my head, I was having one time pain also, that the thing which you get after such a long time, and that was a problem. So, but I washed it away. So, but gopis did not do it. They did not wash their clothes. All their bodily necessities were stopped. They are spiritual, their body is spiritual basically. They were staying in that place which is called Uddhav Kyari, is such a inside dense place where no one could reach. Even Nanda Baba and Sakha, they never went inside. They were living in the very isolated place, not being disturbed by anyone. And deeper more, where the dense was the jungle, was Radha Rani. She was staying there on the Kamal ki sage, on the bed of roses. She was staying over there. Lotus, not Kamal means lotus. But he went there. Now Radha Rani is on that bed roses. In such a state, it's very difficult to understand whether she is alive or dead. And sometimes gopi are using cotton to know whether check whether she is alive or dead. Sometimes from her mouth the words murmurs, Kamal Nayan, Prananath. These are the words which Radha Rani speaks for Krishna.
Kamal Nayan.
And Prananath.
What is Kamal Nayan?
Kamal means lotus, Nayan means eyes. Kamal Nayan. And Prananath means honor of my life. My Pranokinath. Here for the lover this word is used. Now, as he entered, he was seen by some gopis. Who can be they? Now Radha Rani is inside, deep inside the
jungle.
So nearer to the place, first time it was not seen by Lalita or Radha Rani. They were the only sakhis at distance, like Rupa Manjari and all. They first saw. They started talking. They saw that sun is coming up. It was now morning, sun was coming up, and at the same time they saw golden chariot. Oh Sakhi, it is the same chariot. Look.
Akrur
has come. Oh, it seems that Akrur has come again.
Why he has come again?
He has taken everything from here. Then what does he need to take from here? Nothing is left here. And Sakhi says, I think he has come for Pindadan of his lover, Priya. Now, how should I explain? In Indian is
Hindi.
Hindi? Pindadan. Pindadan is?
Pindadan is when somebody has died.
Yeah. For ancestors or lovers, when they die, this is called smart, ritualistic activity. This ritualistic activity is done for ancestors or someone who is lover. Pind means they make some
offering.
Balls of very important things and gives it to their lover so that he should not feel any problems of eating and all while going to Yamloka. Yamloka means where the Yamraj is there and he is going to send to them to the hellish planet or somewhere else. When they go from here to there, or if even they are living somewhere else, then Pindadan is done so that this should be received to our ancestors or to our lover. So they say that they Kans is a cruel person. So Kans was nearer and dearer to Akrur. So his dearer one has died, and for his pindadan, he has come here to take pind, some important things to offer to Kans. And what is that? He has come to take our heart now. He thought that in Mathura he could not get a better thing like our heart. So he has again come that everyone must have died over there. So he can very easily get pinned from the bodies. In fact, in general we don't take any hearts. In general they take some floor and till and make pind. Pind means a ball. They make a ball of it and then they offer. So heart is also like a ball. So they say that he has come to take our pind. He wants to do it pindadan. Then Udhavji thought that I have done something wrong by coming on this golden chariot. One Sakhi says, look, now he has become king of Mathura. He has killed Kans, he has become king of Mathura. So he can't come himself. Why will he come? He's king now. And just to show us that who is he, just to realize us that we should understand his position, he has sent his servant to us on a golden chariot. That look, now even my servant is moving on a golden chariot. You can understand where do I stand now. उसने नौकर को सोने के रथ पर बैठाल कर भेजा है. उद्धव बोले, हमारा आना तो अनर्थकारी हुआ. Then Udhav thought, I came here to console them, but I did mistake that I came on golden chariot. This really, in fact, pouring water to the fire, it has become more and more disturbing. Anarthkari, it has become more and more disturbing. I should have not come on the golden chariot here. I was at that time thinking that whoever is in feelings of opulence and awe and reverence, the moment he comes in touch with the Brijdham, he will start thinking that my golden thing was not good for me. I should have given it up. These desires come in the mind of a person. He said, then they are talking, he was wearing some golden ornaments also. He's coming with the golden
necklace
and all. He said, oh, why I wore them? Why I was wearing them? It's better I should run away from there. Or if this is, earth should tear and I should fall into it and die like this. He was feeling so much humiliated that could not be explained. In this state, I can't console these gopis. Now, Maharaj was saying, the moment Radha Rani was seeing a tamal tree, she was just embracing it with the thought of that it is Krishna and talking to him as if she is talking to Krishna. She is so much in mad state. But look, the Yogmayas, that she, when Udhav went there, he was wearing a mala of
prasadi
mala of Krishna. He had long hands and sham color, just look like Krishna. Krishna's also is having very long arms and round like serpent, and that's his beauty. So beautiful, so alike of like Krishna,
similar
Krishna. Quite more similar than a tamal tree, positively.
Mm-hmm.
More similar than a tamal tree. But she is embracing tamal tree, not Udhav. Seeing Udhav, they started thinking many things. And they understood that he is not Krishna. They are talking as if he is some Anuchar. Anuchar is servant of Krishna. They were not looking at him also. Maharaj says that in fact they are the real Pativrata, they were having ghungat. Ghungat, you know, ghungat. Mm-hmm. Veil, we call it veil, V-E-I-L, veil. Mm-hmm. Gopiya did not look at him. Mostly who have good looking, good appearance, and whose appearance was like Krishna, must be quite beautiful, was aware of this fact that he is a good looking, but Gopi did not see at him. Maharaj is referring that they are really Pativrata. They like Krishna so much that they don't feel like to see any person other than Krishna, and they had no any inclination for any. Pativrata means who love their husband only. They are very highest quality of a woman recognized here in India. They are called Pativrata. But Gopis, chaste. Pativrata, chaste. Chaste word can be used for those who are not even married. Those who are not married, they are not having any relationship with any man, they are chaste. But Pativrata means they are married and they are dedicated to their husband. They are serving their husband like anything, whether husband is good or bad. Whether husband is sick or non-sick. Anyway, but they are serving husband. And that way they will attain. Well,
Pativrata.
Then one sakhi said, "Arre, ye pitambar aur van mala Krishna ka hi hai. See, this pitambar belongs to Krishna. This mala belongs to Krishna. How our eyes can our eyes can mistaken. By mistake, we cannot recognize what is Krishna's mala, but our nose cannot mistake. Our nose cannot commit any mistake, and by our nose we could." Then Maharaj also spoke in English, I think, at a time. That they said, "How do you say this mala is of Krishna? Because Krishna's body fragrance is coming from this mala." Wonderful. That's a really love. So, and it's confirmed that he must be quite a close servant of Krishna. That's why he is wearing prasadi mala of Krishna and pitambar of Krishna. It's not easy to get it, but he is wearing it, so he must be quite close. When he is close and so good looking, who can be he? Well, whoever he may be, he must be quite close to Krishna, and now we can know something about Krishna from him. They become quite interested in that person to know about Krishna. So the interest is not because of that person, but because he was quite close to Krishna and they could know about Uttam Shloka. Now here the Maharaj said, Gopis are saying Uttam Shloka. The person who gets very much happy by high quality of verses, Uttam Shloka. The quality of name of Krishna is Uttam Shloka, he gets pleased by high quality of verses, like he was saying, Shantakaram. This is Vishnu's prayer. When we pray Vishnu, if we go to Haridwar and all, this prayer is there. Or Anadir Adir Govinde Sarv Karan Karanam. Brahma was praying this prayer. Govindam Adi Purusham Tam Aham Bhajami. And by these Uttam Shlokas, very big devotees are worshipping him, but look at him, he is not seeing at Brahma, and he is just leaving Brahma, going somewhere else to listen something else. He is always pleased by Uttam Shloka. He is looking for some better shlokas, shlokas better than this. What can be better than this? Eh? Yeah. Which?
She wants to know who the he was. It's Krishna.
Yeah. He Krishna. Krishna is Uttam Shloka. Name of Krishna is Uttam Shloka. Who gets pleased by Uttam Shloka? Uttam means best. Uttam means best. Shloka.
He's praised by chosen poetry.
Chosen. What can be the chosen?
Best. Poetry.
Uttam means best. Best poetry. Shloka means poetry. Shlok. Verses. I think shloka, the real translation is verse. The best verses he gets. So he is not pleased by these verses. Govindam, Madhipur, Shamtam, Aham, Bhajami. They are good verses. he listens them but does not get pleased. Then he goes further for listening some Uttam Shloka, best verses. Then where he comes to gopis and he listens with his all ears erect and very carefully, listening each and every syllabus very carefully, which he likes and that these verses pleases him. What are these? O Sakhi, look, there was a Bahelia. You know Bahelia? Hunter. Bahelia is hunter. What he hunts? He hunts some birds and all. Have you ever seen any hunter killing a monkey? But in Treta there was a hunter, Bahelia, of Shyam color. What do you speak of hunting birds? He hunted a monkey. He was such a lusty man, lusty for woman. Why did he do it? Just for a lady, for what is called his wife. He did it. Why? Because Sugriv and he, they came in contract. What contract? You save my wife, bring my wife back, I will get your wife back. So for the pleasing themselves, for sense gratifications of getting their wives back, he killed a monkey. No, otherwise there is no question of, even a hunter does not do it. And he, how did he kill? Just hiding himself behind a tree, he killed a monkey. So he was such a lusty man. Then, what happened? I heard it that the next time he came as the same Ram, for the sake of his wife, ran after a deer and killed him. Just for nothing. And finally, when he was, he found it over and it was too much, then he left that wife, that lady. Yeah, has got nothing to do with her, that's all. That was his way of life. And look, his brother, Lakshman, who used to be a very powerful person, how much that he can lift the whole Brahman. He could not say this thing to his wife, brother, that why should I carry this lady and leave her to a jungle? He was one of them who was having a, one of, what to say, he was in this conspiracy, as if he was one of the party of that conspiracy of Ram to leave this Sita. So such type of lusty person, you see. And then it is said that the next time the another Shyam person, oh, what he does? He just bluffed Bali, unnecessarily, came as a small boy. Shyam came as a small boy and he just took his everything. Such a big bluffer. Have you ever seen? He was also Shyam, of Shyam color. So he listens it very well. Yashoda says, "Oh Shyam, you monkey, you cheater, you jhuta, lavar, bandar. These are the real Uttam Shlokas which he likes. These are the Shlokas by which he is pleased.
Bandar is monkey.
Bandar, jhuta, labar, dust, lampat, rascal."
You said just so to call him that?
Yeah. Many times. Bandar. Yashoda calls him Bandar.
The gopis call him
Lampat, not Yashoda. But these are the words by which he gets happy. Yashoda says, Bandar, Jhuta, he steals, he says, I did not eat. You Jhuta, Labar. Labar, he said for Yashoda also, he says, she says sometimes. These things he hears very carefully with his erect ears. So they are saying that a person who is such a Uttam Shloka, his Anuchar, his servant has come. Now he is calling them Ramakant. He is calling Krishna Ramakant. Earlier he was Radhakant. When he was in Braja, he was Radhakant. And Gopi Vasanhar. His name was Gopi Vasanhar. But now he has gone to Mathura. He is no more Radhakant or Gopi Vasanhar. He has become now Ramakant. We should hear his message. Now Uddhav was very much perturbed. It appears Maharaj has not said he has come down from his golden chariot and probably he must have thrown his ornaments and all. Just he said wrapping pitambar on his neck. This means that I am surrendered with his joined hands, and very, very humbly, very meekly, he presented himself to Sakhi. He did not say anything. Sakhi says, "Oh, tum Ramapati ke sandesh vahak ho. You are a messenger of Ramapati. How do you know?" I had a smell. I could smell it. First, they were having very long ghungat. She has to go. You have to go, all of you have to go.
You keep going.
Yeah, I also don't have time.
You have to go?
Yeah, I already made previous. So continue and we'll get the rest. Yeah.
I should continue.
Yeah.
It's just a long lecture.
I have a tape. She can copy it.
Yeah.
She goes, there's still the rest of us here.
Huh?
If she goes, there's still the rest of us.
Ghungat means veil. And now they put it off. They said, okay, it's Krishna's man is coming, not someone different person. They become little bit bold before him. And they give him asana. Now Maharaj was explaining one thing. The point is this, because I am explaining word by word,
yes,
so it's becoming longer,
nice.
Na?
Yes.
So
nice.
It's another equivalent class.
It's very good.
Wonderful.
This thing on the asana is very nice.
So Maharaj was explaining that in English, the thing in Sanskrit, the explanation is entirely different. We can make it out. So they gave asana. It appears as if he sat on asana. He gave asana and he sat on asana. But it's not like that. Like there is a city in Yamuna. In Hindi, it's called Kanpur Yamuna pe hai. Kanpur Yamuna pe hai.
Yes, that logic.
Kanpur Yamuna pe hai. Doesn't mean that a city is in Yamuna.
It's by the Yamuna.
It's not in that place. It is near to that place. So, gopis gave him asana. Asana, he was a very tattered and torn clothes. Whatever, they must be having something they gave him to sit. But he did not sit on it. He sat upasana, near to that asana. Why? Because it's characteristic that to whom you consider very superior, you should not sit equivalent to him. So you should not sit before your guru on an asana. Even if he gives asana, then you should not sit on asana. So because he was Brihaspati's disciple and very much intelligent and a person with dasya bhav and sakha bhav, so he could not sit on that asana. Had it been gopis, they would have not minded. They would have just jumped on the asana which Krishna must have sent. Rather, they put their hands on his shoulder or says, "I am tired, please massage my feet," and like that. Because they are not in that bhav.
Guru.
Because Krishna said that you go there and Radha Rani and Gopis are the person who are guru to give me prem. They have taught me the art of love. So Krishna already gave him this idea that who are they. Yeah, this Maharaj mentioned, Uddhav ji jante the ki Radha ji Krishna ko ki prem ki guru hai. She is guru of love. Of Krishna's. Krishna was explaining this thing sometimes too. So whoever so far met Uddhav were Nitya Sakhi or Pran Sakhi, like Roop, Manjari and all. Not even Lalita and Vishakha, what to speak of Radha Rani. So when they were talking to Uddhav, and Uddhav was very much perturbed and was unable to talk. he said, look, now he has become Yadupati. And when he was here, he was Gopal. And Uddhava was quiet, he could not reply. Oh, well, he has sent to you, to us? No, he has never sent you for us. He has got nothing to do with anything of Praj. He has forgotten everything. He has become king. Why will he have any relationship with anyone? We were not his wives. We are nothing. We are not related to him at all. So why will he remember us? Even if you marry some lady, then you can give divorce. Because she comes in your life after your certain age. And then you can give divorce also. You can leave her, you can kick her. Ram did it. So, there is no question that Uddhav, Krishna must have sent you for us. He must have sent you for Nanda Baba and Yashoda Maiya. Because after...
From Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 47th chapter, about Uddhav Sandesh. There is two things. One is Uddhav Sandesh, another is Uddhav Sangbad. Uddhav Sandesh means when Krishna sent Uddhav for consolation of Brajavasi, it is called Uddhav Sandesh. Another is Krishna gives some advice to Uddhav, it is called Uddhav Sangbad. It is in 11th canto. So here Uddhav Sandesh. So Maharaj explained today, after departure of Krishna, when Krishna leave Braj and went to Mathura, then gopis used to stay in some forest. None can go there. It is so
dense.
Yes, so dense. Then Maharaj explained yesterday, so they are all married, how they maintain their house activity. Jogmaya, she maintains everything. Jogmaya manifests another gopis in Pratim, gopis Vigraha, and they are doing everything there. So their husband, their father-in-law, mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, they could not think that it is another one like else. But their behavior, their mood, everything just like as before. And they are staying in dense forest. None can go there. So how Uddhav go there, enter there? Krishna had one desire that Uddhav must go there and meet with gopis. So by the desire of Krishna, only the desire of Krishna, Uddhav able to go there. Otherwise none can go enter there. I explained yesterday these things.
Yes,
when Uddhav entered Nandagaon, at that time Nandava was in Nandagaon. When he about entered, then he saw that at the time of Krishna's at the position of the time of Krishna's, everybody is very pleasing mood. Everyone is telling, please bring, please give. Bring lao, do, that means bring pot, take it, that means they are milking. And they are keeping lamp full of ghee on the jewel pillar. Just like as the yes, was there. And the calves, just like deer, they are jumping here and there, very wide, just like so on. Jumping here and
there.
Thereafter, when Uddhav saw this scene, oh, Krishna is fully here. Thereafter, in few moments, he saw nothing is there. Everybody is weeping, everybody is very sorry, no sign of milking, nothing else. And Haridev came to Nandagaon. Uddhav, Krishna, Nandava want to say about Krishna. When he want to say Kri, then his throat becomes choked. He could not utter all of Krishna's name also. He saw that everything is, all pot is upset, no sign of cooking, and spider make net on the stove. Spider make net anywhere, but never makes net on stove, because every day they use so heat, the nature, there is no chance for making net for spider on the stove. But when Krishna left, thereafter, Nandava, Mother Yashoda never cooked there, but Mother Rohini never cooked there. So there is no chance for cooking, so spider make net. He has came from far away, from Mathura, he has to give some prasad, but who will cook? Nandava requests some Brahmins, they prepare sweet rice without sugar, only milk and rice. Then Maharaj arises one question, then why Nandava requests Brahmins order? Because Nandava and other is there by caste in Go. But Brahmins, they are also very sorry. They have some sorrow, but not just like as Gopo. So they can cook. But Gopis, they are never cook after leaving Krishna. So Nandava requests Brahmins for preparing something for Uddhava. Today I am explaining here that...
I still don't understand.
Gopis never ask that...